Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's.
Thursday. Hello, Risey.
Good morning, Tanya. 31 days till Christmas. Just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, my God. And here was I. I was going to start with a countdown, too. I was going to say 1 week today, and it's summer.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to the snow this weekend. Because we can.
We can. What?
How weird is that, right?
In Australia, we have had 25 centimetres at Perisher during the week.
That is crazy.
It looks like the middle of winter, because that the car park at Perisher that I've seen a fair few photos of this week.
Yeah.
Normally in the middle of winter, you are so lucky if that's covered in snow.
Yeah.
It is completely covered in snow. There's like, you can't see the cars. The snow is covering the cars
at
the moment.
That is incredible. So you could literally jump in your car in your bikini and boardies
yes,
today.
You could.
And you could drive south
yep.
and end up having to put layers on the further south you go. Get out of the car and start skiing.
Pretty much.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yep.
We live in the weirdest, most wonderful country on the planet.
And a few hours south of there, it's flooding.
I know.
A few hours north of there, we had bushfires.
Yeah.
It's just insane. The weather has just lost its marbles.
Mm. Our country's a little cray-cray, but we love it anyway.
We do. All right, let's get underway. It is a Thursday. It's the 24th of November, 31 days till Christmas, 7 days till summer. This is Tanya and Steve, Newcastle's Triple M. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, today we're going to talk about photos on Throwback Thursday. And I've invited EP Ty into the studio, Rise, because for someone trapped in a young person's body...
He's an old man.
He's very old ways. when it comes to photos, before we get to you, Ty, how do you deal with your photos, Rise?
Currently, I have 22,000 photos on my phone, just as in...
Oh, my goodness. 22,000?
22,000.
How do you know? How can I find out?
It's just like if you just go...
Go to your photos and then...
Yeah.
Albums.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, Tanya,
sorry, what? I've got 50,361.
Well, you beat me.
What?
I've got 39,475.
See, there you go.
I have 1,400. What the hell?
How many photos do you do?
Yeah. 50,361. So my photos just live on my phone. If anything happens to this phone, there is my whole, all my kids' lives.
No, they're in the cloud, Rise.
Oh, I don't know how to access the cloud, Tanya.
I tried to talk to you about this with you before, Poppy.
How do you get to the cloud?
I don't understand that either.
Oh, stop it, old man. It's the cloud. It'll just download into your next device.
No, sure. I don't have that on.
Oh, don't you? Well, no. Then you're stuffed.
I only have 1,000 photos on there, though, not 50,000.
Okay, so Rise has got over 50. Yep. I've got nearly 40. But with mine, I'm like you, Rise. Mine live on the phone. I used to have loads of albums,
yep.
which I still do, Gathering Dust.
Where do you keep them? Just like in a cupboard, or do you keep them on display or anything?
They're
like
under
that?
The stairs under with the Harry stairs. Potter. they're getting like the edges are all yucky and you know what I mean?
And you just never pick, like, do you ever just pick up a photo album and flick through it?
I do because get very, very sentimental at certain times of the year. So, yes, I do.
So, you do that by yourself, or do you normally do it with people to look at them together?
By myself, box of tissues, glass of gin, and away I go.
A glass or a bottle.
Now, which brings us to old man EP Ty.
Yeah.
What do you do with your photos?
Well, I either, because sometimes I use film cameras and sometimes I get film developed, but if not, I print photos of the good photos of big moments in life and whatnot, and I put them in photo albums.
Oh, my God.
I have really nice photo albums, like grey fabric ones, all match and they're all the same. But yeah, I've started to do that over the past couple of years.
So you're going to get to the end of your days and have like 1,000 grey fabric photo albums taking up a room in your house.
Yeah.
And then your kids are going to go along and go, oh, Dad, you had all these photo albums. What are we going to do? Hire a skip, chuck them out.
How dare you? They will live in a museum probably.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to be famous worldwide, don't you?
No, because I'm associated with you guys, so I'm already good.
It's interesting, isn't it, how people deal with photos these days, given that, you snap them on your phone and usually forget about them.
Yep.
But if something catastrophic happened, like the cloud decided to up and move,
Well, there's so many cyber security hacks these days. I know. Who's to say someone's not going to hack the cloud one day and kind of like hold ransom? Now, that would be something. Hold ransom everyone's photos that people love.
Exactly.
People that pay money to get those back.
Yeah.
Can't hack a photo album.
All right. Well, that's what we should do is find out how you do your photos. Give us a call and tell us. Are you like old man Ty?
Yep.
And you buy albums and still print them off and put them into albums?
Yep. Or do you do the hard drive, like the actual physical hard drive?
Yes.
Or do you do the cloud or just let them sit on your phone? Or do you even do those little, you know how you can make them, get them made into books as well, like hardcover books?
But for a couple of years there, I did what's called Chatbooks.
Yep.
And it's an American company and I was paying a monthly fee. And at the end of the month, I would get a new little hardcover book with all my social media photos that they just cram and print into these little books.
What a great idea.
It was, but it ended up costing me ridiculous.
Yep.
I think it was about $29.99 a month.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely way, but you add that up over, you know, a year.
It's getting up there.
And they were putting in, because I'd forget to delete certain things, I'd get a book and it'd have like a cup of coffee as one of the photos. you know when you're doing Instagram and going, it's coffee time or whatever.
Your Insta story,
yeah. Or there'd be, you know, a dog that I'd just take in a car that was driving by and the dog's head was, so this would be in my memory book.
And then Michael, your husband's like, well, whose dog is this? Oh, I don't know. Someone just driving past. Anyway, we'd love to talk to you right now. How do you do your photos? 1-333-53. It's something that pretty much everyone takes these days.
First up, Craig, how many are on your phone? Can you see?
Well, not a lot, but I do have a question.
Yeah.
Millennials these days, if they had an album, it'd be full of photos of themselves. All they do is take selfies.
It's so true, Craig.
You are spot on. I should have asked EP Ty what is actually in those albums.
Exactly. Oh, good on you, Craig.
I love
that. Short and sweet. Love you, mate. We've got a Katie at Berkeley Vale here, Tanya.
First up, Katie, how many photos are on your phone? Do you know?
About 1,000.
Oh, okay. So what do you do with your photos?
We put them into a folder and might have the year that it was on the phone or a holiday, and then we put them onto a hard drive so we can plug that in whenever we want or watch it on the telly.
You're very organised, Katie. I like that.
What's
that?
I'd hate to lose them all.
Yeah, for sure. I know. So have you got a double backup? Like, are they on the computer? Are they on a hard drive? Are they on another?
They're on an external hard drive that we have to plug into your computer or to the telly.
Right. And have you been told how long those hard drives last?
Nope. Yeah. Don't tell me that.
See, I kind of think, like, the external hard drives, they're awesome. I use them for work all the time.
Yeah.
But I kind of wonder, you know how, like, the floppy disk was a big thing?
Yeah.
Only, like, what felt like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
How do you insert a floppy disk now? You can't. No. I'm worried about one day that external hard drive, you can't put it in anywhere to see the photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, something to think about for the future.
Well,
a long way off, I think.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. But I'm sorry, Rosie, put fear of God into you there, Katie, just ringing up and having a lovely conversation.
Apologies for that, Katie. Have a great day.
Thank you. Lisa's at East Maitland. How do you do your photos? Oh, first up, how many are on your phone, Lise?
Oh, 5,023.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Okay, we must be weird, Rise, especially you.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So what do you do with yours, Lisa?
So I do all my photos through, I post them on Facebook, and then a bit like you, Tanya, I have a book printed every year, so our past book.
Oh.
So it sits on the coffee table, so then every Christmas we print a new one from
That's
the year before.
That's a great idea.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
But are you in control of those photos? Because the one I was talking about, they just...
Yeah.
So you're in control.
Yeah, I did what you did first of all. I'm like, what's that there for? Like, and I didn't realise. Like, oh. And it's a big A5 book. It's not a little one. It's a big coffee table book.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Like, what on earth? I don't need that. So I learnt very quickly that, yes, I can go and edit them. And I can take out any wording and just have photos, or I can have captions and photos. So,
that's nice.
But we just look at our photos all the time, so it's nice.
Oh, that is lovely. Can I ask which company you do it through?
It's called Past Book, and it came up on my Facebook feed.
Okay.
So it's just a Past Book, and, yeah, you get it printed. And you can have it glossy, hardcover, softcover. There's lots of options.
Oh, I love that.
Just a way for us to actually use our photos and not have them in a library on a shelf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All
we
right.
all get to enjoy it.
Thanks, Lise. Have a Merry
Have
Christmas.
A great day.
You too.
Good
Bye.
On you, Lisa. I do love that idea about getting the photos in like a nicely displayed book, which you can just put on the coffee table.
Yeah.
People come over, flick through it.
Yeah. I remember one of the silliest ones that ended up in one of the chat books that I had sent to me was, remember the sign in Wickham the post in Wickham.
Yes.
There
what
was
did
the
they
telegraph
do?
Pole.
Yeah.
And the road was in the middle of the road for
the
a while.
The telegraph pole was in the middle of the road. I remember that.
Yeah. So I took about four different angles of that pole for Triple M social media.
I remember.
And when I got the chat book that month, The cover photo was the telegraph pole in Wickham, and the first three pages were the telegraph pole in Wickham. I was like, okay, I need to stop this now.
Definitely.
Do you not need that many photos of that stupid pole?
It's Tanya and Steve. It's Triple M. Thanks for your calls. You can call us anytime throughout the show. 133353, that's our phone number.
Now, this is a challenge by EP Ty, because in the past, when we play the 5K payday, which we do at 8 o'clock every day, Steve and I have compared wits and won.
You have.
You and EP Ty have compared and won as well.
A couple of times, I might add.
We've actually got 100% success rate.
All right.
Two from two. But
okay.
You know what we haven't done?
You and me.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Tanya and Steve's
5K
payday. Oh, I don't know about today, Tanya. We're not in sync then. I pressed the button too early. I went to talk when you were going to talk, so
not,
I don't know.
Not cycling together this month, hey, right?
Not
okay.
Sure. I can feel it already.
Stop it. So, Ty, you're in control. Do I leave first?
Could you please go out of the studio,
Tanya? I will depart.
Okay, so we're going to have a bit of a practice go. I'm going to give you my first five responses. Tanya is going to come back from the studio and hopefully Tanya will score $5,000 for myself. And we're going to play for real, of course, 8 o'clock this morning. That's when we always do it. But today we're just having a little bit of fun. Tanya is in the soundproof booth there, I believe.
She's locked away now.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm going to play my own sound effect. So here we go. Are you ready with my first word?
Here we go. Your first word, Risey.
Yes.
No.
Up. These are gimmies. Down.
They always start easy.
Okay.
Left.
Right.
Fourth word, Merryweather.
Beach.
And your last word, sky.
My initial thought was dive, skydive.
That's a good one.
And then I thought blue because the sky is blue. And then I thought high because, like, go sky high. But I'm going to lock in. I don't know why. I'm going to lock in dive.
Skydive. All right. So, just to recap, yes, no, up, down, left, right, Merryweather beach, sky, dive.
All right, I'm going to signal Tanya to come back in from the soundproof booth. We are just playing. We're just having a bit of a muck around this morning. We're going to see if Tanya and I can hopefully score this $5,000, which isn't actually real. $5,000 will be on the line this morning, though, at 8 o'clock today. I reckon we're nailing it today, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a good feeling in your water?
He did well.
Okay.
We'll see how he goes.
I reckon we're cycling today. Am I allowed to look at Tanya?
Looking, no signalling. Yous have been together for a long time. No cheating with your eyes and stuff like that.
No. Okay.
All right. Your first word, Tanya.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Up.
Down.
Left.
Right.
Merryweather.
Beach.
We're four from four, Tanya.
Woo!
That is my job to say
Sorry.
This is my chance.
Go ahead, Ty.
And your final word, sky.
Blue!
You losers!
Oh, no!
Risey did opt for a blue as well.
What?
He went dive.
Sorry, Tanya. I've let the team down.
I don't know who's an idiot. You or me?
Me. I'm the idiot because I said I want to say dive, but then I want to say blue because the sky is blue.
And you love surfing.
And I love surfing, and blue's my favourite colour.
What is wrong with you?
You went so quick to blue then too.
I so did.
Didn't even think.
God.
Sorry, Tan.
Work with an idiot.
You both suck.
Oh, there you go. We'll play for reals, hopefully, with you this morning after 8 o'clock. If you nail all five, every day of the week we give you $5,000 with our 5K payday.
What would you have said, Ty?
I would have probably said blue, if I'm honest.
Oh, well, you're an idiot. Hamish from the newsroom joining us next with the latest news.
Hey, since November 10, first home buyers in New South Wales have been able to choose between paying an annual land tax or a one-off stamp duty levy. This was after tax reform measures passed Parliament earlier this month, right? So I've been kind of curious as to how people make their minds up, how they crunch the numbers, and if you do crunch the numbers, you know, what does it mean? Who wins? Who loses? Does it have to do with how long you spend in a property? Which way you go? Whether you pay that lump sum or choose to pay it off? I don't know. And I don't think a lot of buyers know, because I was talking to a real estate agent on Monday and he was like, yeah.
Oh, people are confused, aren't
people
they?
People are a little confused.
Yep.
And they're kind of, yeah, they're still, they're up until that last final minute trying to get access information.
Yeah, right. We should get a finance expert on to tell us, like,
who do we
what
know?
Should do.
Who do we know that's really good at this sort of stuff?
We know Effie Zahos.
She's very good at this kind of stuff. Editor at large at Canstar. G'day, Effie.
G'day. Oh, what a setup that was.
But it's true. For us, like, just looking from the outside in, I mean, how do you make the decision? How do you crunch those numbers?
Yes.
Yeah, look, it actually does require a bit of thought processing and work. The good thing is you can go onto the New South Wales government's website, and there is such a simple calculator there that you can play around with. And I actually did this based on real properties, because you type in the address, it picks up that actual address, and then you can actually put the price in it. It calculates it on the land tax and tells you what the difference would be, stamp duty versus land tax. But let me just clarify things a little bit here, because there is a bit of a catch. Yes, you can go out right now and buy a place and have the option to choose between stamp duty or land tax. So the average house in Sydney is around $1.2 million. You would have to cough up $53,000 in stamp duty, or you can say, hey, I'm going to pay land tax, and that's around about $2,600 for the first year. Now, between now and January 16th, you actually have to pay that land tax, and then you get it reimbursed if you want to go the land tax, the stamp duty, and then you can get it reimbursed if you want the land tax. Yeah. So it's not in, it's kind of a watered down version still. It doesn't come into, that barrier won't be completely knocked over until January 16th, because at the moment, it's only available as a basis of a reimbursement of stamp duty till next year.
Right.
So that's important to know. So I don't want to get your hopes up going down out this weekend thinking you can pick up a place for $2,000 on land tax. Now, in some cases, it would really work out for you. So I did a bit of a scenario of a place worth $101,000. So why did I do $101,000? Because first-time buyers will still have the option to get those concessions if they want. So there is concessions on stamp duty up until $800,000.
Right.
So when I looked at that, if I was buying a place of about $101,000, the stamp duty would be worth $31,000, the land tax would be $1,800. So that's a no-brainer. I'd probably go with the land tax. But if I was looking at, say, a unit worth, say, $655,000, the tax is $1,800, but the stamp duty was $1,036.
Oh.
So you could see there, because the place is worth less and it's under those thresholds, I'd be better off going in as a first-time buyer and getting my stamp duty concessions.
Right.
So this was on a property I just played around in Blacktown. It was a townhouse. But get onto that New South Wales first-time buyer calculator and have a play around with it and just see. So obviously, if you can get the concessions and you're buying a property that's under that $800,000 threshold, you may consider stamp duty and getting the concessions. If the property is worth more, then, you know, that's when land tax will kick in. And obviously, the longer you hold that property, it sways into your favour of probably buying stamp duty. But it's going to be a long time. I think Treasury did some analysis that, you know, in a house of about 1 million, so it was about 26 years off the top of my head.
Right.
So, you know, your first home's supposed to be, it's not supposed to be a dream home. You're supposed to be able to afford it quite easily. You don't want to put pressure on yourself. So chances are you probably want to upgrade at a later date.
Yeah.
But the catch here, guys, is that this only applies to first-time buyers. The idea initially was that, you know, it's for everyone. And the idea is that if we don't have stamp duty, then empty nesters will sell their big homes. They'll be able to switch and not pay stamp duty. They'll do it more often. They'll free up some supply. This really, as far as I'm concerned, is just another first-time buyer sweetener.
Okay.
And it does nothing to address the issue of affordability, because it's doing nothing to the supply side of things.
Okay. Do you think they'll change that or not?
I think they'll be looking at it closely. What's going to happen, obviously, is property prices between 800,000 and 1.5. You're going to have a lot more people looking at it.
Yep.
Would that increase prices? Well, you know, demand and supply, basic economics would suggest so.
Yeah.
So I would say there'll be a lot of movement there. I think all other states will be watching this closely to see how it happens. But I believe Labor wasn't supporting it anyway, so this might only be a short-term thing, maybe.
Fair enough. Well, look, Effie, I'll say Merry Christmas now because we probably won't talk to you again this year. But thank you so much for all your contributions this year, and we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
You too, and don't spend a lot overseas. I believe you're going overseas.
I am
keep
too.
The plastic tight.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Been told, Tanya.
I will.
There you go.
Thanks, Effie. Right. Take care
of
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
There's Effie Zahos, editor-at-large at Canstar. We love having a chat to Effie all throughout the year for everything money-related. This is Tanya and Steve at Newcastle's Triple M. Hey, you could score a grand very soon. Tanya and Steve's $1,000 minute will play at Triple M just after the 7 o'clock news, which is coming up soon.
Now, something happened on the air this week, and I just thought it was really sweet. And I think there would be a lot of people listening that can relate to this and have their own story.
Yep.
I'll take you back to when we were talking to one of our lovely listeners, and she said this.
I probably told you guys before, but we've got a little fella named Theo. Thanks for the name, by the way, right?
See, Nikki told us that her little boy Theo is named after your little boy Theo.
And every time I hear Nikki say that, she's called us a couple of times and told us about little Theo, who's had a couple of health problems. But when she says that she named Theo after my Theo, I have a beam of happiness and light, and I just love hearing that.
Yeah.
Like, I love hearing that, that his name is, people like his name, basically.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah, and he's named after someone, I love hearing that.
Same.
Named after someone.
Yeah, and as you say, we've come to know Nikki a bit through the show, and little Theo does have some health issues, and so every time we think about them, we just want to send you guys big love.
Yep.
And, we just always think about you guys.
Always.
So, but from that, I just wondered, can we throw open the phones and find out who you named your children after?
1-333-53. We love talking about names on this show.
Yeah.
Who did you name your children after and why? 1-333-53.
Was there a story? Was there someone famous? Was it someone just, was it a family name even? I don't know.
Yep.
But I love finding out if there is a story.
Yeah.
It might be as simple as you just like the name. But if there's a story as to how you named your child.
Because it's the biggest decision at the time you're about to have a child.
Yes.
There is no bigger decision than the name you're about to give them.
Yeah.
Between mum and dad just going back and forth, I like this name, don't like this name.
Yeah.
It's a big decision.
I know for me, Tanya, my mum, when she was a little girl, apparently there was this Russian beauty queen.
Yeah.
And her name was Tanya Verstak. And mum was only little, but this woman apparently was on the TV, quite beautiful and all the rest of it.
She
hung on to that name
until
she grew up and had her own little baby girl, and that's how I got my name, after a Russian beauty queen that has absolutely no relevance other than mum was tiny seeing this wonderful lady on the TV. Yeah, I know.
That's such a good
story. Apparently she's still alive and lives in China now. Weirdly, I've followed this woman's career.
Well, because you feel like you've got a connection to her.
I do, yeah.
Well, you do have a connection to her. We've got Fiona, the phones have lit up, Tanya. We've got Fiona from Cessnock on the phone.
Hey, Fiona, how did you name your kids?
I have a Denzel.
Oh, Washington.
And a Wesley.
Oh, Snipes. Wesley. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And they're after the actors?
Yeah, technically. We named Denzel just because we really liked the name. And 8 years later, we could not decide on a name that went with Denzel.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is awesome.
Love those names. Beautiful, Fiona. How old are the boys?
10 and 2.
Gorgeous.
That's awesome. Thank you, Fiona. Thanks for the call.
Michael's at Ellamore Vale. Who did you name your child after, Michael?
Hey. I named my son Joey after the one and only Andrew Johnson.
Oh, that's gold.
So cool.
That's so Newcastle.
Yeah. How old's Joey?
Joey's 5.
And is he kicking the booty ball around?
Oh, yeah. He's not allowed to live in my house unless he supports the Knights and plays footy.
Oh, I love that. Little
That's
Joey.
Gorgeous. And has little Joey met Big Joey yet?
He hasn't. No, not yet.
He will.
He will, definitely.
Yeah.
And meet him in a pub in a few years or something like that.
I love that. Thanks, Michael.
Love the name Joey.
Glenda's at Madawi. Who did you name your child after, Glenda?
I named my son Jonathan after John English.
Oh, what a lovely tribute. So you loved John?
Yes, yeah. I mean, Jonathan's 40 now, but yes, I did name him all that those years ago after John English.
Oh, nice story.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, John English.
Thanks, Glenda. We'll go to Jason at Western here, T.
Hey, Jace. Who did you name your child after?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow. It's amazing the amount of people that name after actors. So how old's your Morgan?
Mine's a girl, Morgan, and she's 16.
Oh, love beautiful. That. Really love that. You didn't work the Freeman into a middle name by chance, did you?
No, we went Grace. We went Grace as a middle name.
Morgan Grace.
Love that name.
Gorgeous. Thanks, Jace.
We'll wrap it up. Some great names here. Yeah. Andrew at Aberglasson here.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Who did you name your child after?
After an album, Whispering Jack, as in John Farnham.
Yeah.
And only because I'm a mad John Farnham fan, I actually said, no, there's nothing relating to John or Peter because that's his middle name or anything else. And then my wife said, how do you think about the name Jack? I said, what do you reckon? And it stuck. So Whispering Jack.
Oh.
His name, in the back. Say hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi, hey, Jack. How old are you, Jack?
Six.
Six. And do you like your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Great name.
Good one. Thank you, Andrew.
Speaking of John Farnham, our Stella, who's nine, was almost named Sadie. Because we love the
I remember you going through that.
We love the name Sadie, but I didn't want her getting, the cleaning lady. So so we went with Stella, and now she just gets, Stella! And that's mainly from you, Tanya.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Look, it really is.
Kind of, yeah.
And I want to talk about gifting today.
Yeah.
I have made a pact with myself that this year I'm going to be doing clutterless gifts.
What is a clutterless gift?
So in my mind, clutterless gift is a gift that someone will absolutely use, but it doesn't take up landfill. Does that make sense?
Yep, definitely.
So I'm talking vouchers, I'm talking experiences. I'll even add in, my mum every year wants a bag of potting mix.
Wait, no, before you...
No,
wait,
seriously.
She wants a bag of potting mix.
Every Christmas, every birthday, she asks me for a premium bag of potting mix. And sometimes I spring and buy her two.
Wow.
I know. You,
like $9 a bag or something like that. Wow. Hey, is there anything different about this certain potting mix that your mum wants as well?
No, but she's a mad gardener.
Yeah.
And her garden is like it's a fantasy land, her garden.
Yeah, I've seen it. It looks amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah. So she asks... And I don't... And see, even though that's not a voucher, I consider that a clutterless gift.
Because you're giving it to her and she's actually using it?
Yeah.
So utilising it.
The only clutter is the bag that it comes in.
Yes.
So that's what I want to do one of these for.
The list.
Because I want...
133353, that is our phone number.
Because I want to hear what people really, really want. You know what I mean? You can just get someone a voucher and it's a $50 voucher for, I don't know, a Visa gift card.
Yeah.
But that's boring in my mind. It has to be a fair income clutterless gift that will be used or a voucher that everybody wants.
I love that because I try to look after the environment and I kind of want some examples of what clutterless gifts look like in 2022.
Exactly.
So give us a call, 133353. It could be something you're after or maybe something you're buying for your partner or buying for the kids. 133353, what are some examples of clutterless gifting that you're doing this year?
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I kind of think I'd love something that I wouldn't spend money on myself, but a voucher to Urban Surf, which is a wave pool.
Yeah.
And an hour costs over $100. So it's something that I wouldn't necessarily pay for myself because I'll use that on the kids or use that on the family. Yep. But if I got that, I would be oh my God, this will be the best present for me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Where's Urban Surf, by the way? Is that the one in Melbourne?
It's in Melbourne, but there's one.
You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, but there's one coming to Sydney as well. And you can actually get some tickets for the Sydney one coming. So I wouldn't be able to use it for another year or whatever,
amazing.
But I'll be wow, I'm going to use that.
All right. Well, tell us what you think are the must-have clutterless gifts of 22.
133353. Chris from Dungog is called you, Tanya.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Tanya. Hello, Ricey.
What?
I'm thinking anyone that's like me and has an overabundance of animals, a gift voucher or a prepaid vet certificate or something.
That is brilliant.
I love that idea.
Okay. Well, I'm always there, so I just think It's not a waste. It's not cluttering, and it would come in very handy.
That is such a good idea.
I'm so sorry about that alert that just went off during that. It was my iPad yelling at me for some reason.
That's okay.
But Chris, I love your idea. Gift voucher to a vet.
Yeah, prepaid. Love that.
Thank you. Ella, is that Madawi?
She's got a great one. I'm seeing it on the screen.
Ella, what is it?
$50 fuel voucher.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Actually, not a bad idea, especially for a younger member of the family that are doing it. You know what I mean? Kids. Yep. I love that.
Especially a kid might be going like on a little North Coast road trip or something like that just after Christmas. It's like, hey, here's your petrol tank filled up. That's
so
a great present.
How much on the gift card, Ella? I know you said it, but what would cause you to leap out of your chair and throw your arms around me? How much?
$50 Fuel getting cheap.
Yep. I love that. $50 fuel voucher.
It'll do half your tank tenure because you're diesel. So
the third these days, Ross.
Sorry, third.
Kylie's at Newcastle. What would you like? What's the clutterless gift idea that you've got?
Well, I actually have bought my dad it's called From Olden Days. I don't know if you've seen their ad.
No.
And they make out of recycled metal. They make all rustic garden ornaments and statues and house numbers and, you know, house names, and they're really amazing.
Oh, are they local?
No, they're from Wagga, but, yeah, I just ordered it online, but, yeah.
Love that.
It's worth a look, Tanya.
I will have a look, Kylie. Thank you very much.
Olden Days gift vouchers. There you go. We've got Maddie from Rutherford here, Tanya.
G'day, Maddie. What's the clutterless gift idea you'd really like?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
I have two I thought of, actually. First one would be my kids' school fees paid. Would be amazing.
That's a good idea.
Are they, what school? You don't have to name the school, but how much?
Oh, no, it's fine. They're at St. Patrick Lochinvar, so it's a Catholic school. So it's not too much, but when you've got three,
That's got to be a couple of grand a year times three,
Yeah. Wow. Or a night away with hubby with babysitting included.
Oh, that is the ultimate, isn't it?
Frazzled
parents this time of year, a night away. That is a fabulous, clutterless gift.
Would you just do one night, Maddie, or would you make it two, or you don't want to spend too much time away from the kids?
No, hell no, make it a week.
Okay.
I knew that was coming. I'm thinking Rizey's walking into this one.
You should know that, Rizey, surely.
Oh, yeah, make it a month, I reckon, Maddie.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Maddie. And lucky Lars, we've got Dee to Nilma Bay. What's the clutterless gift you'd love to see under your tree, Dee?
Look, it's for my daughter. She has two small babies and I get her a house cleaner.
Oh, so good.
Get me one too.
Yeah, always around Christmas. Her birthday's Christmas Day. She'll be 30 this year. So I'd literally probably give her a house cleaner for a month.
I love that. What a good mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
great
idea. It's always messy, always things to do with babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Thank you, Dee.
Every time my mum walked in and used to say, you should get a cleaner, I just immediately look around and go, oh, you think the place is a dump. You know what I mean? I get a bit passive-aggressive, I get defensive.
Does your mum ever do stuff at yours?
Yeah, she definitely...
So does mine.
Yeah, she walks in and... Where's the duster? Yeah. A little bit of a dust here. The broom.
The mums are the best.
They can't help it.
I know.
There you go.
It's in their DNA.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes it skips a generation. That's why we need house cleaners for Christmas. Now, what have you got for us today? Because we played a game with you last week and we really enjoyed it, didn't we, Rise?
Yeah, what were we doing? We're doing the list of...
Well, I gave you some real names of celebrities and you tried to guess them. They were specifically actors that time.
Yeah, they're movie stars.
You didn't get very many, but you said that you're good with musicians' real names.
I think Rizey and I would nail the musicians.
I reckon we'll get 100%.
Yeah. I reckon you'll go close to 5 out of 5 today.
Okay.
So let's see how you go. We'll start off with some easy ones. I reckon Rizey will probably know this one more so than you, but you could get it here, 10.
Okay.
Marshall Mathers.
Oh, you're kidding. Eminem.
Wow.
Hello.
Tanya loves Eminem.
You're keeping up with it, Tanya. I'm so sorry.
Excuse me. He's my jam,
yeah,
isn't he, Ryan?
You do love a bit of Eminem.
Yeah.
I've heard you rocking
up and go.
Yeah.
Mom, spaghetti.
Yuck. That's the worst part of the song, actually. But anyway.
Why?
Because it's throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
I thought his mum
vomit on his sweater already, mum's spaghetti.
Yep, didn't get that. Okay, number two.
All right, you're one from one, Tanya.
Reginald Dwight.
Do you know this one, Rise?
No, you take it away.
Elton John.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Tanya. Smashing it.
Okay. Alicia Moore.
I know this one. You know this one too. Do you want me to take this one?
Well, you can take it.
No, you do
the colour.
pink.
Yeah.
There you go.
Correct. Thanks for giving me a bit of like a hint just in case.
Three from three so far,
I know,
guys.
We're nailing it, right?
Okay, we'll get in some harder ones, maybe. Who knows? Farouk Bulsara.
Farouk Bulsara.
Yeah, I know who. I'm pretty sure I know who
Go
this
on.
Is.
I have no idea.
Is it Freddie Mercury?
Correct.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
Well done, you.
Four from four, we are.
Yeah, because remember that song that I love, Mustafa? Yeah,
that's where I thought it was. Yes. Mustafa.
You guys are smashing this.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Peter Hernandez.
Oh, he sang Stars on 54, didn't he? Oh, no, that's Patrick Hernandez. No. Sorry.
Oh my God. I don't know who Peter Hernandez is. Give us a clue.
A clue. He is a current modern day artist.
Peter Hernandez. Peter.
We play his music.
Roof.
He's a bit short.
But you're very tall, so anyone under 6 foot is a shorty to you.
So we play his music. Peter
Phil
Hernandez.
Collins.
No, I think modern day. Oh. Modern day.
Like a George.
Another clue.
His stage name is his last name is a planet.
Moon.
No, that's a star.
Jupiter.
Or a moon, whatever.
Saturn.
Mars. Bruno Mars!
Well done!
Oh, got guys. Five.
Can you imagine the people yelling at the radio
oh,
now?
Definitely. Sorry,
Bruno
everyone.
Mars, you pair of twits, is what they're saying. We can hear you, by the way.
Yeah, we can.
Let's play some Patrick Hernandez,
okay.
I reckon.
I actually found a bit of Patrick Hernandez. This was this is Patrick Hernandez who I was thinking of.
Oh, Risey.
No, not Patrick.
Peter.
Well done, guys.
Yeah. Well played.
Were they related, Patrick and Peter?
I don't know. It's anyway. Tanya and Steve. Anyway, that's a story for another day. This is Triple M.
Tanya and Steve's Foodie Finds.
Yeah. This is our second edition of Foodie Finds. We started it last week. Each week, Ben Sales, the owner of Lovedale Smokehouse, he's going to join us and just shine a spotlight on something to get our mouths watering, spotlight on the industry that needs so much love and support right now, and that's the restaurant hospitality industry in all forms. G'day, Ben.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Now, I hate the fact that we're talking to you because me and Risey both
hungry.
Said we were so hungry after last week. So what are you going to tempt us with today? We're going to talk poke bowls.
Poke bowls. Look, this one came out of Hawaii. This was created by fishermen in the 1970s. And poke actually translates to cut up or slice up. And what it originated as was raw salmon or tuna. Just with what they had on hand, you know, soy, honey, sesame, over rice, tons of fresh veggies, a little spicy mayo, and that was the dish. And now it is exploding right here in our region.
And it seems to me, from restaurant to restaurant, as you said, I didn't understand what the pokey meant. Now I get it, because there's so many variations of different places doing their own signature poke bowls, which is amazing.
That is exactly right. So look, what's going on too is that you're even getting standalone poke bowl restaurants, and where they are offering an array of different things, suiting the veggies and also adding meat as well. And, you know, everyone has their own little spin on it. It's really fantastic to see this popping up on breakfast menus, you know, like something that is a little bit different and is easy for you to determine what it is and grab through and eat what you like.
You love this, don't you, Rise?
Absolutely love it.
And went
to Bali recently, Ben, and like every corner is like a poke bowl place, and they are delicious. All the fresh stuff.
Isn't it just a cute name, mate? Just absolutely love it. Poke bowl, you know, and when you explain what it is, people go, oh, that's fantastic.
Yep. I'm glad I know how to say it, because initially when I started seeing them on the menus, I thought it was, could I please have a poke bowl? So it's good. It's just poke bowl. Lovely.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Ben, moving
Another
on.
Another one that's really coming up now for me is the advent of bowling clubs. Like, I mean, we have got so many of them in our backyard with some great locations, whether it be in the inner city or the Hunter Valley. I was at a party the other day, and I've got to tell you, I was one of four different parties that were going on, and the kids were out there playing barefoot bowls with the grandma and mum and dad, and just having a great time, having a cold one, and enjoying the absolutely fantastic surrounds. These guys did it pretty tough, just like the rest of us. And they've got standalone restaurants, bistros, something offering a little bit different, but, you know, it's the fun of it.
I do agree, and they've pivoted their almost their entire industry, haven't they? By what you've just said, the kids, the grannies, it's all ages, and the food coming out of some of the bowling clubs is amazing.
Yep.
It is absolutely amazing. We have so many of our chefs that are going over there, bringing something a little bit different and just entertaining these guys in the bowling there. You know, like, I mean, that's what it is all about. It's about fun, it's about sunshine, and it's about great food.
Oh, Ben, thank you as always. We'll talk to you next time.
Certainly will. Thanks, T.
Really appreciate your time. There's Ben Sales, owner of Lovedale Smokehouse, one of the main reasons, people like Ben, that the food industry has just kept going during all the COVID and all the crazy lockdowns and all the restrictions that they've had to go through over the last little while.
So if you've got the dough, get out and support your local.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better ourselves. Tenure and Steve, this is Triple M. Monday.
Tenure and Steve's 5K payday. Jim is at Gilliston Heights. G'day, Jim.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Have you tried hard to get through?
I've been trying flat out. I've made it through three times and my phone reception's done me over, unfortunately.
Oh, well, it's as clear as a crystal this time. Yes. So let us hope that you get this $5,000, Jim. My advice is let's just go with the top of mind. Whatever springs to mind is usually what works for me.
Sounds good.
All right, good luck.
All right, out of here, Tenya. Get out of here. So, Jim, five words, five responses for $5,000. Tenya's into the soundproof booth right now. You know how this works. Have you ever nailed all five when you're kind of like playing along in the car or playing at home?
I have, mate. A couple of days ago I did, yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right, well, let's do it today. Here we go. There's a couple of words in here. Actually, you know what? I reckon it could go off today. Here we go. Are you ready to go, Jim?
Yep.
First word, dog.
Cat.
Sun, as in S-U-N. S-U-N. Sun is your second word.
Moon.
Yes. Kitten.
Puppy.
I like what you're doing there with the opposite, so you've gone puppy. Sushi is your fourth word.
Sushi. I'm either thinking train or fish.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go with your gut.
Let's go with... Yeah, I'm going to go with fish.
Go with fish. Okay, lock in fish. And your last word, your fifth and final word, is hotel. Hotel.
Hotel? Hotel?
Yeah, motel with an M, you mean?
Yeah.
Yep, hotel like motel. Yep, lock it in. Are you happy with that response?
Yeah, I think so. Let's do it.
Okay, so you've gone dog, cat, sun, moon, kitten, puppy, sushi, fish, after thinking about sushi train, and then you've locked in hotel, motel. Let's get Tenya in from that soundproof booth. Hopefully, Jim, $5,000 is waiting for you in about 60 seconds. That'd be nice. What would you spend it on, mate?
Oh, mate, I think I'd take the family on a holiday.
Oh, nice.
How did we go, Jim? Yeah.
Good words today, I reckon.
Good words.
Tenure.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's confident. He nailed five with you just the other day as well, like listening in the car.
Okay.
So are you ready to roll, Jim?
Semi-confident. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to put Jim's phone line down so he can't influence your answers. Here we go, Tenure.
Here we go.
First word is dog.
Cat.
Sun. And let me spell you this. S-U-N. Sun.
Moon.
Nice. Kitten.
Cat.
Sushi.
Ooh. What about sushi? What do I like about sushi? Sushi rolls, sushi fish, sushi salmon, sushi sashimi. sushi fish. I'm going to go fish.
Lock in fish. And your last word, your fifth and final word, is hotel.
Room. What? Oh. What?
We're a 3 out of 5 today, Jim.
Sorry, Jim.
So dog, cat, sun, moon, both of you got that right. Kitten, you've gone cat, which is a great answer. Jim, thinking the opposite, said puppy.
Oh, bugger. Okay.
Sushi fish. You both nailed that one. Sushi and fish. And hotel. Jim said motel. You said room. So
hotel, motel.
Hotel, motel. You said hotel, room. Both good answers.
Oh, Jimmy.
Unfortunately, Jim, you don't get the cash today.
It's all good.
Okay.
What glad I got to play. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Mate, thanks for having a crack. $100 to spend at Hanbury 58. It's a food collective, 4 extensive menus at one location. You can't take the family on holidays, but you can take them out for dinner.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
Take
care. Done, Jim. Thanks for having a crack at our 5K payday.
I feel awful.
Oh, no, you must feel bad every time because you try your absolute hardest.
Far out. Anyway.
Back tomorrow for the last time. It's our last show of the year tomorrow. 5K payday will return, of course, in 2023. And it is back tomorrow, as I said, just after the 8 o'clock news. I found a story this morning, Tanya, which I was pretty interested in because I know that it kind of affects you and I and pretty much a lot of people who will probably be listening right now up nice and early.
Yeah.
There was a story going around studies, and I know it's nothing new, but if you get 6 hours, people who get 6 hours sleep a night or less, but 6 hours they're saying is not great, there's a whole range of bad things for your health. Mm. We all know that.
Yeah.
But the main thing that they were talking about in this article were 4 times more likely to just catch the common cold.
Oh, okay.
So that's just like a kind of just a generic everyday kind of thing. But then it goes on to say high risk of heart disease, your mental health suffers, more likely to put on weight because your metabolism isn't working, and lower sex drive as well.
Oh, really?
So apparently.
You sound like my mother.
What?
Because she regularly rings me and reads me studies about people who get less than 6 hours sleep a night.
I just want you to know, Tanya, that you know, you need to increase your sleep or all these things are going to start happening to you.
This is great coming from the guy. When we met downstairs in the car park this morning, I said to Rosie, oh, my God, you look like you just got out of bed. And he went, no, I've been sitting on the beach. I was like, why? I said, are you depressed? That's what
I
said.
You said, are you depressed? I'm like, no, I just had to watch the sunrise while I was up early.
He's got 4 kids. He's not depressed. He's just a dad of 4.
And also, I am firmly in that bracket where I reckon 6 hours is my, like, 6 hours is probably, like, bang on around what I get most nights.
Yeah, okay.
And just recently, I'm getting a cold all the time. And I can't shake the cold, so maybe that's got something to do with it.
Well, let me make you feel better.
Yes.
Let me throw it out. How many did you do last night? Because you won't be alone.
Yep.
If you're up now, how many hours did you get last night? And is this an average for you?
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you. 133353 is our phone number.
Because I want to do to you, people, when you ring, what my mother and Risey do regularly to me.
Yep.
And that's list off all the things that you're in danger of.
Yep.
Getting less than 6.
Heart attack, Tanya. Your mental health, your anxiety, depression, that's not going to be good for you.
For years, Mum used to ring me and do it and say, I want you around to make sure Lorcan grows up. This is how she'd start the conversation.
Really?
Yeah. Now it's turned to, I want you around to see that Lorcan, I don't know, just makes it through. So she's had to change her spiel, if you like.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's awful. The impact on your body when you're not getting enough sleep.
It's not good.
It's not good. I went to bed probably at about 11:15 last night.
I know you did because I saw you send an email at 11 o'clock.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I was sending work emails.
Yeah. So
which is stupid. I was in bed sending work emails.
So your brain's going. There's no chance of your brain shutting off. We would love to hear from you though. No one's ringing yet. 133353.
Yeah.
How many did you do last night?
Yep.
What sort of sleep patterns are you getting at the moment?
Particularly if you are up early listening, I mean, why, for starters? Like, do you actually get up extremely early like we do?
Yep.
Or are you a night shift? But I mean, genuine night shift people, your health must be horrible.
Well, I hear I've read a couple of studies as well where anyone on night shift, their age, you know, they're more likely to die earlier.
Yeah.
Sorry, as well, put
full
it like
of the
that.
Joys this morning, isn't he? Sitting on the beach lamenting his life and then telling us all we're going to die earlier.
But I do think that the magical 8 hours, you know, you're like, I've got to get 8 to 10 hours of sleep. I kind of think that's almost gone because everyone's just so busy.
I know. Darren's at Fletcher. How many did you do last night, Darren?
I normally get 8 on average. Go to bed at 9:30 to 5:30.
Oh, wow. That's really good. So
pretty much clockwork.
Excellent. Do you find you fall asleep quickly or do you have to do weird and wonderful things to get there?
No, it depends on what I've done during the day, being busy.
Yeah.
I find it pretty easy to fall asleep.
Yeah, okay. And do you feel
No stress at work anymore, so I can go straight to sleep.
How do your days roll, Darren? Because I know that Faraz and I, and Steve, and Ty, we all get a bit tetchy. We're all a bit cranky by the end of the week. But you, on the other hand, life must be bliss.
Yeah, it is now. So I changed jobs and less stress and more sleep.
Good on you.
Perfect.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks for the phone call. We'll go to Sharon at Bonnells Bay here, Tanya.
How many did you do last night, Shaz?
Oh, about 8 hours.
Another one.
Perfect.
Good on you.
Yes.
What time do you go to bed?
Normally go to bed around 8:30 and I'll just watch telly for a little while, but I'm normally out cold by about 9:30.
Wow. I envy that. I don't know how you can do that. I feel like I'm going to miss out on something.
It's easy. Just go to bed, shut your eyes and go to sleep.
It is very simple when you put it like that way, yeah. Sharon.
Not that hard, is it?
No.
Thanks, Shaz.
Jen's at Bell. I actually used to use like kind of lack of sleep as a bit of a badge of honour. Like, oh, yeah, I'm only getting 5. But now the older I get, the more I really want to get more sleep.
It's precious,
because it is so good for your overall health, yeah. Physical, mental.
Jen, how many do you do?
I do about 6, 7.
Okay.
So I'm in bed probably 10 o'clock and I'm up at 4:15 every morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're similar to us, kind of thing. In our bracket. I wish I could go to bed at 10.
Yeah.
I'm terrible, but all right. Thank you, Jen. She'll live a long while. Will she rise?
Medium life expectancy all right. for Jen, yeah.
Okay. Janine's at Raymond Terrace. How many do you do?
I'm like you, Tanya. I'm jealous now because I get exactly 6, if not less.
Yeah.
And I feel like crap, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. We basically drag our bums through the day. And it's all those things that Risey said. You're struggling with so... Well, I don't know about you, but I have been. Have you got health issues, Janine?
Oh, I don't know. I don't take time to go to the doctor.
So how come...
Get the sleep.
Why can't you get more sleep, Janine? Is there like an issue?
You know what? Just like Jenny, my brain's just always on.
Going.
Like that lady before who could just go close her eyes and go to sleep. I wish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I just can't do that. No. Wow.
I know. And I've tried those weird and wonderful apps, Janine, and they don't seem to work with me.
What, like sleep apps
and
things like
that? Yeah, sleep apps and like celebrities telling stories. But then I get excited and want to hear the end and I just can't shut off.
Oh,
Jen's
God.
At Edgeworth. How many do you do, Jen?
Usually around about 3.
Oh, that's not good.
When's Jen going to die, Rise?
Oh, Jen's going to live a long and happy life, but that's not good. Start getting more sleep.
Yeah.
I try really hard.
Yes.
Why are you only getting 3?
Well, the going to sleep part's easy. I can usually go to sleep pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's the staying asleep part that's a problem.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Okay.
Have you ever seen a sleep expert or anything, Jen?
No. It comes in waves. Some do, like I have a few years of no sleep and then I'll have a year of really good sleep and then I go back to the not sleeping.
Oh, that's awful.
But they say you sleep when you're dead, so...
Oh, well, won't be far off.
I'm looking at it as a good thing.
Thanks, Jen. Thank you.
Oh, good on you, Jen. Thanks for calling us.
And Stephen, lucky last at Gateshead. How many did you do last night, Stephen?
None. I was at work.
Oh, God. Oh. Shift worker. So, okay, what's your sleeping pattern then? You go home now?
So I'm going home now. If I don't fall asleep by 7:30, I probably won't sleep until this afternoon.
Oh, jeez. That's not healthy.
I'm working about 20 hours a week.
Okay. Okay, so it's not full time?
No, I mean, that's how many sleep hours I get a week.
Oh, 20.
Is that
sorry.
Monday to Friday, or is that's over 7 days, is it, Steve?
That's over the weekend, because my weekend, I still stay up most of the night. I can't sleep.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it makes it hard.
You're going to die next week, according to Risey, Stephen.
You know what? According to the guys I work with, I am.
All right, we'll look after you. Try and get more rest, you poor bugger.
Thanks.
Thank
Good
you,
on you, Stephen.
Stephen.
Have a great end of the year as well. Thanks for listening.
So I had about 4.5 last night.
Yes.
Which is stupid, isn't it?
That's not enough.
Not enough.
You know that it's not enough as
I
well.
Know.
But was there any particular... Oh, well, you're kind of getting ready for a trip and things like that and being a busy, stressful kind of couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, that too. But yeah, just But my life is actually settling down.
Yes.
My son is in a good place, which always makes a parent happy.
Oh, for sure.
So now that that's happening, I might be able to sleep an extra 10 minutes or so. So yay, happy days ahead.
Good work, Tanya.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve.
And start your dream home with the McDonald Jones 35-year birthday sale on now for a limited time.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
We got to most things. We got to a lot of heartbreak.
Yes, what we did.
Isn't sport just such a roller coaster?
It absolutely is.
At the beginning of any match, whether it's on the World Cup stage or whether it's the local, there is so much hope and investment into this is going to be us and we're going to win.
That's why I love sport.
Same.
No matter what sport, I will watch any kind of sport because I love to kind of like feel all the emotions.
Yes.
And you know what's even better than watching sport?
Playing it.
I love playing it. Watching you watch sport. That is a roller coaster this morning. You were like, I've seen you watch the whole Socceroos game this morning. You started off on fire, 1-0 up. You were flying high.
23 minutes.
Yes.
We were on the top. Our hearts were soaring.
And you were so happy. There was like vibe, energy, light coming out of out of your every single being. And then, I just watched it slowly fade away throughout the morning.
But that's sport, isn't
that's sport.
It? You never know.
Yeah.
And we have another crack at it on Saturday. So.
And it was 4-1 in the end against France. Yeah. They're the world champions. Not a bad result, really.
Well, that's terrible. But we live in hope for Saturday.
Absolutely.
But on that, have a wonderful day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.